Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song, join us in prayer, follow along in your Bible, worship with other saints. Let's just have a great concert worship across the audience today. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. Well, isn't it great to be strong in the Lord? Ephesians 6:10 says to us, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And then he takes the next few verses and tells us about putting on the whole armor of God, so we'll be able to stand and do all we can to stand against the wiles of the devil. And Isaiah 40:31, Isaiah encourages us to be strong because he says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. Well, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Let's go to the Word of God now for today's broadcast from Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life. There is direction for our lives today to put our trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Then let's depend on Him to direct us and to bring us to where we need to be at the end of this day. Have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. All right, let's get ready. Clap our hands and let's sing page 16 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal. Let's camp in Canaan's land. I have left the land of bondage with its earthly treasures. I've journeyed to a place where there is love on every hand. I've exchanged a land of heartache for a land of pleasure. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Every day I'm camping in the land of Cana, and with rapture I survey its wondrous beauties grand. Glory, hallelujah, I've found the land of promise. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Out of Egypt I have traveled through the darkness dreary, far over hills and valleys and across the desert sands. But I've landed safe at home where I shall not grow weary. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan, and with rapture I survey its wondrous beauties grand. Glory, hallelujah, I've found the land of promise. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Yes, I've reached the land of promise with its scenes of glory.
My journey ended in a place so lovely and so grand. I've been led by Jesus to this blessed land of story. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan. And with rapture I survey its wondrous beauties grand. Glory, hallelujah, I've found the land of promise. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land.
Well, we live just 10 miles north of Rand Lake here in southern Illinois, a tremendous lake, and it has a lot of campsites. And when the camping season is in, you can see campers going and coming, and you can drive past Rand Lake and the campsites, and it is filled with campers and tents and people camping and having supposedly a good time down around the lakes and the campfires at night and what all they do. Well, we're camping in Canaan's happy land. It'll be the best camping trip that you could ever take if you're into camping. I'm not much of a camper. I just camp out here at home at night with Sister Linda. That's about the extent of our camping. But if you enjoy camping in your camper and going to the lake and all of those things and have a wonderful time, just remember the camping trip of all times is waiting for us. Let's go to Proverbs 22:2 for our precious promise. He says, the rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. It doesn't matter when you stand before God, if you're a millionaire or if you don't have a dime to your name, just as long as you've got Christ in your heart and your sins are washed away. He's going to treat the millionaire and the pauper alike when we stand before him. And if you're not saved, whether you're a millionaire or a pauper, if the blood's not been applied to your heart, you've never repented of your sins, the treatment will be the same. Sorry, I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. But let's give our heart and life to Christ. Let's have the rich and poor come together in this prayer and remember the Lord made us all. Father in heaven, we're thankful that we're praying today with wealthy people, and we're praying with poor people. We're praying with people in good health, and we're praying with people, Lord, that have many health issues. We're praying with people, Lord, that are doing very well in life, and we're praying with people, Lord, that are stumbling along and seemingly can't hardly get by. Lord, but no matter the situation, you made us all. And today, Lord, no matter our social standing or our financial status or any of those things, we can come to you because we meet together in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making us all. Hear the prayers of the rich and the poor. Hear the prayers of the well and the sick. Hear the prayers of the high and lofty or the down and lowly. Hear the prayers today, Lord, across this audience. Most of all, we pray that you'll hear the prayer of a sinner repenting of his or her sin. Lord, I know that you're willing and ready to save them. You're not willing that any should perish. Lord, use this service today to speak to some heart. May it be the day that someone repents. I pray, Lord, that you'll just have your way in every heart and life. Guide and direct us by your Spirit. Use this broadcast for your glory and honor, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's praise him now. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit. Sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. ready to take down some contact information at the end. Well, we're going to rejoice and sing "When I Got Saved." Wandering from God and right, my soul was lost. Traveling in darkest night, by tempest tossed. Then Jesus saw my plight, by sin depraved. He came and found me, light shone around me when I got saved. I got happy down in my heart, and then I told the Lord I'd never depart. I shouted hallelujah, shouted all day. My sin refreshing, he gave a blessing when I got saved. I can't afford to stop, heaven is mine. I'm sure to reach the top some happy time. Heaven is now my goal, I can't delay. Soon I'll be leaving, I won't be grieving, I'm on my way. I got happy down in my heart, and then I told the Lord I'd never depart. I shouted hallelujah, shouted all day. My sins confessing, he gave a blessing when I got saved. Hallelujah. Heaven, you would win, let's end goodbye. Let Jesus Christ come in before you die. Up on Mount Calvary, his life he gave. His power will fill you, comfort and thrill you, your soul will save. I got happy down in my heart, and then I told the Lord I'd never depart. I shouted hallelujah, shouted all day. My sins confessing, he gave a blessing when I got saved. I got happy down in my heart, and then I told the Lord I'd never depart. I shouted hallelujah, shouted all day. He gave the blessing, he gave a blessing when I got saved. Hallelujah. And you've been worshiping with us on the Power of Pentecost. We're here weekdays at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. Thank you for worshiping with us, and thank you for helping us financially and praying for us and telling someone else about our ministry. After you've given your church and taken care of your family, if you could share something with the Power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And you can go to the website www.pentecostalradio.org. You can hear the service anytime or make a contribution with your debit or credit card. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and you've been endued with power from on high, the Power of Pentecost. I got happy down in my